arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Oh my vacation. Okay, good day, babes. It's Jess, your host of the Babe AF podcast, and I actually took a vacation last week. Who knew it was possible? Before we get into why taking a break is good for your brain, I have a funny little story for you. So if you don't know this about me already, I'm kind of a morning person. So like sometimes I'm good in the morning if I have to be. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because our flight left at like 9 o'clock a.m. to get to Panama City for our family vacation with my sister and her boyfriend and new baby Alani and my parents. But we were up at like 6:30 to leave at 7 a.m. to get there in time. And so with the rush of all of the good things, I left my phone in the bathroom in my house in Texas. And halfway to the airport, I realized it. Now, I expected to unplug on this vacation because I did not take my work computer. And if you don't know, Chris and I both work remote and from home. So it was very interesting for me to realize, but there was not enough time to go back and get it. So I got on a plane and I got an actual boarding pass, to which I put it in the bin to check my bag, like to go through security. And when my bin of said ticket, wallet, backpack, shoes came out of it, the boarding pass was not in it. So here we are, middle of the airport, no cell phone, no boarding pass. Luckily, if you don't have your boarding pass when you go through security, you can get one at the gate again. So that's what I did. And funny enough, on the way home, Chris had to get another boarding pass. So we are 0 for 2 with boarding passes, but the funny story here is that I did not expect to go absolutely unplugged on my vacation. And by all things lovely, my mother-in-law shipped me my phone. If you're shipping your phone from Texas to Florida, let me just tell you, it costs a pretty penny, like $60. And at one point Chris looked at me and said, is it even really worth it? I'm like, I mean, I want to take some pictures. I want to like have access to the world if I need it or it needs me. But I will tell you that in the first 4 days of the vacation, even though the weather was mediocre, I had the best time just chilling. Like, I think that's really what the universe, Jesus, spiritual opportunities were sending to me in a sign that says, just really unplug and do what you have been preaching to other people about. And it was great. I didn't wake up with an alarm because I didn't have one. I mean, I did. Chris's phone was still there, but because of his work schedule, I typically wake up hours earlier than him.
So that was very interesting to navigate. Felt really strange. Yeah. So in other news, I talked to three people at the front desk. They all said that my phone would be taken upstairs to the HOA office. And then luckily my mother-in-law put Chris's phone number on the box of my phone because we're like, I wonder if my phone is here yet. So we went downstairs and went to go have a beer and a coffee. And he got a phone call, and the lady at the front desk, mind you, three other people in this establishment have told me they accept packages as long as just my name is on it and not the condo number that we were staying in. She's like, hey, we don't normally accept packages here, so can you come to the front desk? Mind you, we are like fourth of a mile away. So we like booked it back to the hotel where our condo was, and I got my phone on Wednesday after leaving on Saturday. So all in all, freaking funny. If nothing else, it's a story to tell. Yeah, so I highly recommend unplugging. Maybe not in the ways that I did during vacation, but definitely doable. Not that I didn't think it ever was not doable, but essentially always good to unplug. So I found a really cool article from Architectural Digest as to why it is important for you to take a break and unplug. So this article was from August 17th of 2020 by Annika Nayak. And I didn't realize that Architectural Digest had a clever wellness section. So here we are. It's entitled, "You Should Absolutely Take a Break Right Now. And Here Are the Best Ways to Do It." Glued to your phone during a break. Here's how to make the best use of your downtime at home. But interestingly enough, we're going to really dive into some additional details. So working from home or in general has become an integral part of the transformed professional lifestyle during this coronavirus pandemic. There's a lot of uncertainty about when it will be safe to go back to workplaces as remote work policies continue. In the times of adjustment, it may be difficult to navigate around this way of life. Understand you are not alone and you will get through this. Obviously, this is in the height of everyone being at home and trying to figure out moves and occupational whirly-dos. But a lot of this stuff that's in here is tangible. So just hold tight. Okay. Whether you're a workaholic or just really laid back, it's important to stay energized and focused throughout the day in healthy ways. The key? It could be as simple as taking more breaks. So why take a break? With everything, work, life, and entertainment being virtual, experts recommended stepping away from screens in order to achieve optimal wellness. Taking screen breaks throughout your day will help you get more done with greater ease and enjoyment and still lower stress on your body and mind, which will benefit your overall health, says Kristalyn Landolfi, a master transformation coach. While you may be tempted to doom scroll and binge watch, there are multiple ways to limit your time online and de-stress. Along with those digital detoxes, taking periodic breaks daily to focus on yourself is a good thing to try. Work can be demanding sometimes, and if you're grinding away hour after hour, chances are this toil may be costing you more than productivity. Taking breaks allows your brain and body to get the necessary recharge to keep going, says Brittany Johnson, a licensed mental health counselor.
Yeah. Okay,
here we go. Enjoy. Thank you. Sorry, I picked up food for babe. A licensed mental health counselor. Keeping up the grind may seem fruitful, but it can negatively impact your long-term performance and mental health. Okay, sorry about that. I had to get some food and go back on the road. So, basically, okay. Sorry. Light can really help to refocus your attention if you experience brain fog or feel absent-minded. Taking a moment to recharge alone gives you time to reflect on yourself and understand why you're feeling the way that you are. This short pause, or shit, even a long one, can actually help reboot your brain to be more tuned in. Quote, it allows you time to come up with other ideas or solutions to what you are working on, says Brittany. So what should you do during the break? The options are endless, but you should try to engage in things that give you a sense of joy and comfort. Still, know that it may not be effective to take a break and get caught up in another monotonous task. Krista Lynn, who works with clients of all ages, from young professionals to celebrities, suggests infusing a sense of play in the day to lighten your mood and drive motivation. Next time you're feeling a mid-afternoon slump, turn on some music, get up, and dance. Dancing is a great form of exercise that increases heart rate and oxygenates the brain, which will lift the fog quickly to refocus you. You guys know I love a dance party. If you do not, take a hint from Christina and Meredith from Grey's Anatomy because they love a 30-second dance party. And honestly, to be quite frank with you, anytime during the day that I'm in a slump or I'm having a situation where I need to get out of a mood, dancing really does it for me. We actually don't have a dining room table in the way to where it's functioning as a dining room table because we moved it out of the way so we could have a dining room dance floor. So if you never sit at your dining room table, or if you have a little nook with a bistro, I recommend turning it into a dance floor. Okay, back to the article. If you're feeling distraught or scatterbrained, spend your break engaging in mood-boosting activities. Brittany recommends increasing your mental sharpness for better memory, focus, understanding, and concentration. Your mental sharpness can elevate in various ways. Starting your morning with a short mindfulness exercise can give you the ability to install attention and focus. She says, I also recommend jigsaw puzzles or other games that require solving problems to increase mental sharpness. So when should you take a break? The timing of a break isn't set in stone. Some days you may feel you do not need any at all, and other days you may eagerly look forward to taking a break. In addition to meal and bathroom breaks, it is recommended that you take downtime based on how you feel. Take breaks when you feel you need to nourish and nurture yourself, says Erin Koop, a mindset consultant. A helpful practice is to ask yourself how you feel emotionally, mentally, physically each morning. If you wake up tired, angry, stressed, you likely will need more breaks that day than other days. Look at your calendar and plan around your day. You may be feeling very cheerful in the morning, but your mood and energy levels can change throughout the day based on the circumstances. One of the best times to take a break is right before you're about to reach an energy low point, says Emma Heilbronner, a certified health coach. Begin to observe your energy levels throughout the day. If you notice that if you enter an energy slump pretty consistently, like around the same time, it is a signal that it's time to get up and step away from the task at hand. If you're feeling low and demotivated, take a pause, reboot, and refresh. So next, how do you take control of your breaks? How do you prevent that dance party from taking over your entire day? That is a great question. I mean, I could dance in the dining room, living room, outside, garage, anytime, and have that be for a very long period of time. Obviously, distraction can be a strong possibility among younger people with developing minds who find themselves frequently diverting from their work. In its 2018 Workplace Distraction Report, Udemy found that 74% of millennial and Gen Z workers report being distracted. Of those, 46% say it makes them feel unmotivated, and 41% say it stresses them out. as school starts up or work back in the fall and virtual instruction resumes at home. For most students, it may be difficult to balance the benefits of taking a break with the potential for distraction. Some breaks are more difficult to control than others, says Emma. If you want to take a social media break, there are tools you can download to your computer and phone that allow you to block sites or applications that are distracting for certain amounts of time, such as self-control for Macs. This is very interesting. I didn't know there were, like, I mean, obviously you sometimes you put on focus mode at work on your phone to really go on do not disturb in that period of time. So, however, there are other solutions for taking control of your breaks. According to experts, Julie Michelson, a functional medicine health coach, recommends using reminders and alarms to keep track of how long these breaks are. Decide ahead of time how many breaks you would like to take and how long they will be. This will keep you on schedule and help you return to your work with increased energy and focus, she says. The key to spread the concentration of work throughout the day. Set boundaries in your schedule for much needed self-care and time. Your brain and body will thank you. So while distractions are key to kind of resetting your brain and moving forward, I love that there are tangible tips in here to help you not only take a short break or a long break. Now, I highly recommend journaling in the morning, doing some stretching and yoga, going on a run if you're capable, getting outside, because for me, while working from home, taking small minute breaks throughout the day, whether it be a dance party, like I mentioned, or if I just literally walk to the mailbox, around the block, whatever it might be, these small little breaks are so freaking helpful because they literally reset my focus, my concentration. And if you're in a space where you have a work from home office like we do at our house, I love to change the desk around, facing different directions, out at the window if you don't get too distracted, or even like rearranging a room can really change the mood, atmosphere, and when you have attention to detail at hand, it's really super helpful. So I hope this episode was super helpful for you, and I apologize, it is delayed. I had a lot of things this morning that took a little bit longer time than I anticipated them to. So I'm so happy you guys are here. Thank you again for being such a supportive member of the Babe AF podcast and its ever-evolving community. I hope you guys have a lovely day, month, weekend, whatever it is, wherever you're listening. I just want you to know that I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at the Babe AF Pod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.